it's Remy. Today is Friday, May 8th. Happy birthday to Helen Mendez, who turns 12 today, and to Eliza Carew, whose brother Henrik wrote me, and Carter Lau, happy birthday. Shoutouts to Lila and Julia McColl, Phoebe Wolf Carlin, Owen from Arlington Heights, Illinois, Skylar Francis from Texas, and Isabella Neybarger, and Marin and Taya from Massachusetts. Now, since I don't do new podcasts on the weekend, this is my last chance to talk about Mother's Day. First, I know a lot of us are separated from our grandmas right now, and that is really unfair, because there's nothing better in the world than to hug your grandma. But I hope you do everything you can to make them feel special on Sunday. That goes for all the moms out there, too. We take them for granted. They're just mom. But they deserve to be honored every day, especially my mom. If you listened yesterday, you know that mom bought me a new walkie-talkie and slipped the other one through the gate to Rem. I mean, is that the coolest mom move of all time? It's not enough that she's doing her job, plus teaching us, plus all the stuff she does around the house. Now she's a ninja too. So, happy Mother's Day to my mom and yours. And now, my conversation with Rem. Okay, I moved into my room. Where are you?
I'm in my room too. Sorry, I haven't been in touch. My mom took away the walkie-talkie.
I figured. How'd you find the new one?
I check the attic closet every morning, really early, while my family's still sleeping. And this morning, there it was. I hid it in my room as fast as I could. Thanks for sending it.
I'm not the one who left it for you. It was my mom.
Really?
Yeah, she is amazing. Listen, about your mom?
She was really mean over the radio, huh?
Totally.
Sorry about that. I know she loves me, and she's just worried, but...
But what?
She's been acting strange. Sander, too, ever since they first found me up here.
Strange how?
Like they know something about all of this.
Is she a college professor like my mom?
She works at the university, but she doesn't teach. She's a scientific researcher.
What does she research?
I don't know, but she doesn't like me talking about the window. She says I need to keep my head in the real world.
The real world? Is that like where you are and you're in the real world and this where I am? The pandemic is somehow not?
I don't know, Remy. I think they're both real, just parallel, you know, next to each other.
Yeah, like us. So tell me about your week, Rem. It's got to be more exciting than mine. Did you have fun at school? Any birthday parties, sleepovers?
It's been okay. Hey, I started an audio blog. A podcast, as you call it.
Really? You have a podcast too?
It's pretty new. Mostly just a diary of my thoughts, I guess. You want to hear an episode?
I would love to hear an episode. And I bet my listeners would too.
Really? How many listeners do you have?
A lot.
Okay, so how do we do this?
How about I put my recorder through the gate, and then you record an episode for Monday and send it through?
I can do that.
Awesome. Hey, do you want a Remy's Life t-shirt? I know your size.
How would I explain that one to my mom?
Good point.
You know, I can always just put it on when you and I talk. It'll make me feel closer to you.
Okay, I'll get you one. Hey, Rem, something's going on both sides of the gate.
You mean Gabriel Augustine?
Yeah.
Just be careful, Remy. These people are serious.
What does he want? What does he know?
I've gotta go. Tell your mom happy Mother's Day.
Yours too.
Bye, Remy.
Bye, Rem. Okay, time to put the recorder through the gate. Have a great weekend, quarantiners, and to all the moms on both sides of the gate, happy Mother's Day. I'm Remy, and this is my life, Interrupted.